Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining. Today's Daf Shir is going to be on Babasu Daf Tazayin. We are holding on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. We are at V'ulam Shlachno Yodcha V'ga B'chol HaShalom. At least I think that's what we were up to when I was thrown out of the room yesterday. So I think that's what we're holding. Today's Shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, anonymous wife and children, and Leon Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha HaShalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should all return home safely. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. The entirety of today's daf is pretty much about Eov. We're continuing our discussion about Eov, and the Gemara is going to tell us how the Satan was unleashed on Eov in a couple of stages, and how Eov reacted to that. It's going to talk about when Eov started to question Hashem, and in what ways Eov started to question the ways of Hashem. Eov even suggests at some point that Hashem must have confused him for Oyev, for an enemy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has five different responses to that about how he doesn't confuse anything for anything. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the friends of Eov and the role that they played in his life. And then we're going to talk about Eov's daughters. And once we're talking about Eov's daughters, we talk about having daughters in general and what kind of bracha that is. The Gemara is then going to have seven different interpretations of the concept that Avraham Avinu was blessed bakol. What does it mean that he was blessed bakol? What exactly did he have? That was Bakol. We're going to have seven interpretations. And then the daf is going to conclude with a brief discussion of Esav's rebellion and Yishmael's tshuva. That Esav rebelled. He waited to rebel till after Avram died, but he rebelled. And Yishmael did tshuva. So let's begin. On Daf Tes Vav and Beis V'Ulam, Shlachno Yodcha V'Ga B'Chol Asher Lo. So four lines from the bottom of the page. So the pasuk says, V'Ulam Shlachno Yodcha V'Ga B'Chol Asher Lo V'Mla Al Panecha Yivarcheka. That you could test Eov and do whatever you want to things that he owns, but you're not allowed to do anything to him. V'Yom Hashem Alasati Ne'Kol Asher Lo B'Yodcha Rake Lo Aval Tishlach Yodcha. Do whatever you want to stuff that Eov owns, but to him you cannot do anything. V'Yom U'Banu B'Nosav V'Ochum Shosim M'Yayim B'Beis Achiyam Abuchar. So it came that day, and it was the Eov's sons and daughters were all having a party. They were drinking wine in the home of the oldest of the boys. Umalach ba'al Eov v'yomer, habakar hayu charshos. And the malach came to Eov and said, oh, habakar hayu charshos, v'ason esroos al yedeyem. So maya habakar hayu charshos, v'ason esroos al yedeyem. What was the message the malach was giving? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, melamit shi'itimu HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Eov, k'me'in olam haba. We see from here that HaKadosh Baruch who gave Eov a little bit of a taste of Olam Haba, because it says in Olam Haba that Harav Yoledes Yachtov, that the Las Adavo, conception and childbirth will be on the same day. You don't have 9 months of gestation in between. So by Eov, he had a similar type of bracha, that the cattle would plow the field in the morning, and it was ready that day. The plants would grow, and the Asonos would then come and eat from that which was growing in the field. So it was a me'ein olam haba type of situation. In the Ma'orei Naim, he points out that it was not mamish olam haba, because the gabei olam haba, the pasuk says in Amos, v'nigash choresh bekotzer, which means that right away at the time of the charisha, you're already ready to harvest the tevuah. Whereas by Eov, it didn't grow wheat yet. It was only the savim, it was only the grass that was Michael Behema that the asonos were going to eat. But still, pretty good that happened in such a quick way. In the Sefer Torah Chaim, he says from the Gemara, it's mashma that Olam Haba that we're referring to is the Olam that's going to be after Tchias HaMesim, not Olam HaNeshamos, because in the Olam HaNeshamos, who cares about planting and plowing? That doesn't happen in the Olam HaNeshamos. So probably this is referring to after Yemos HaMashiach, when there's going to be a Tchias HaMesim, so there's going to be the physical life. He adds that the Gemara in Sanhedrin sounds similarly, because the Gemara explains the Mishnah and Daf Tzadi Amud Beis, the Gemara explains that someone who's the Mishnah says someone who's kofer b'tchias ha-meisim doesn't have a chelik l'olam haba. So the Gemara says why? Because mida keneged mida, he's kofer b'tchias ha-meisim, so he doesn't have a chelik in tchias ha-meisim. So you see that the term olam haba in the chelik l'olam haba means that he doesn't have a chelik in tchias ha-meisim. So you see that tchias ha-meisim relates to olam haba. The only problem is to say that olam haba is referring to tchias ha-meisim is the tefillah we say on Shabbos. Ein karkach Hashem Elokeinu b'olam hazeh, v'ein tulascha malkeinu l'chayei ha'olam haba, Efes bild chogalin in the Mosa Mashiach, ve'in dom melech ha-moshienu l'tchias ha-meisim. So there are three different times identified. There's Olam Haba, Nimos HaMashiach, and Tchias HaMeisim. That makes it sound like Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba are not the same. This is the discussion that the Sefer Torah Chaim has over here. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So as that one was speaking, another messenger came and said and told him more news, that there was a fire that burnt up all the sheep and all the Mesharsim that were watching them. And then another messenger came with more bad news. And the legions of soldiers of the custom broke up into three groups, and they spread out over the entire field to take the gemalim as spoils, and they killed all the na'arim that were misharsim that were watching over them. Oh, and then it says, "Oh, zemidaber zeba." The Gemara doesn't quote the whole pasuk over here, but it skips right ahead to "Vihinei ruach gedola ba'a me'ever amidbar ve'yikah ba'arba pidos habayis ve'yipal al na'arim." And the pasuk then continues, "Vayamusu," that the house that was standing, that one side was in the midbar, and the strong wind came from the other side, and it knocked down the whole house, and all the banim and banos and all the misharsim that were there all dropped dead from the collapse of the home. So in an instant, in a half a day, Eov lost everything. His whole family, all his wealth, everything. So Eov went and he tore his garment, and he pulled out his hair. And he says, "I came out of my mother's womb naked, and I'm going to go back naked," over here meaning naked of any of anything. I don't have any money, I don't have anything. Hashem nasan v'Hashem lakach, Hashem v'Hashem mevorach, that Hashem gives, Hashem takes, and Hashem should always be blessed. So I have nothing to complain about, because whatever I had in the first place was only a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to begin with. Now, it is a little bit interesting that he was Vayogaz as Rosho. The Vilna Gaon points out in Aderes Eliyahu, that's an issue in the Torah, the Sasimu Karcha Bein Einechem Lameis, that you're not allowed to rip out your hair as a sign of mourning. So he comes up with some sort of answer. He didn't really rip out his hair fully or something like that. It's also an interesting expression that Arum Yatzah Ashuv Shama. The Acharon are bothered. No, you don't. You don't go back into Bet and Imo Arum. You never go back into Bet and Imo. So what does it mean? I'm going to go back to my mother's womb naked. So they say, no, Shama must be a reference to the ground rather than to Bet and Imo. And throughout all this, Eov did not complain, and he didn't have any tightness against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Another Rosh Hashanah came, and all the malachim were trying to be melamid zchus and melamid chovah to judge, you know, as judgments were being passed down to everyone in the world. So Vayomer Hashem el Satan emizetava, and Hashem says to the Satan, "Where are you coming from?" Vayana Satan es Hashem vayomar, and the Satan answers and he says, "Mishut ba'aretz," that I'm coming from traveling around the world. Amar the fun of Ribono Shalom Shati b'kol olam l'matzasi gavtocha Avram. I traveled throughout the entire world, and I didn't find anyone as great as Avram Avinu. Shamar to lokum esalich baretz l'akol l'rach. Because you told Avraham Avinu that he could walk the land across its length and width, because he's going to have that entire land. And when it came time to bury Sarah, he couldn't even find the little area of Dalet Amos to bury her. Below here, and he didn't question you, Hashem. So there's no one like Avraham Avinu. Really? Have you checked out Eov? Look what we just did to him, and he's still not questioning me, even though all of this was to test him. So all this happened to him for no reason. It was levalu chinam. It was just to test him. It was for nothing. Turi Evan says, really? For nothing? The Gemara in Sota tells us a different story. The Gemara in Sota tells us that there were three yoatzim to Paru Melech Mitzrayim. He had three advisors. One of them was Bilam, and he gave the etzah to be Meshabed B'nei Yisrael, so he ended up getting killed. The second one was Eov. Eov didn't say anything, and therefore he was Nidon B'Yisurim. And the third one, of course, was Yisrael, who tried to defend Klal Yisrael, and therefore he has grandchildren that are in the Lishkas Hagazis. But the bottom line is that because Eov was quiet and he didn't give an etzah to Paro to do good for the Jewish people, that's why he suffered. So how could the pasuk say that it's chinam? So the Tori Evan suggests that nevertheless, had it not been for the hasasa of the Satan, he wouldn't have gotten such a serious punishment. In the Sefer Avos Eisa, and he suggests differently, that Rabbi Yochanan is l'shitaso. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Eov was Mibnei Yisrael that came up during Bayesheni. So Eov was not one of the three Yoatzim according to Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, we had many, many opinions yesterday of when Eov lived. So Rabbi Yochanan, the Shita So, is holding that Eov didn't live at that time where he could have possibly been one of the Yoatzim of Paro. Back in the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Lali Mikrokos of Yev Shalom, if not for the Pasuk saying it, we couldn't say such a thing. Kadam Shem Sisnos of Venisas, like as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tempted into, was forced into or convinced into doing something to Eov that he didn't want to do. B'masnisa tana, we learned in Abraisa, the way the Yetzer Hara works is Yari Namata Olu Margiz Notel Rishus Notel Neshama. He comes down and causes a person to sin, then he goes back up to Shemayim and he's Mekatreg. He serves as a prosecutor against the person who just sinned, and then he gets Rishus to kill the person and he takes the person's neshama. Bayana Satan Neshama Yomar Od Baad Or Baad Or Bekol Asherli Ishi Tein Baad Nafsho. So he said that the way it normally works, if you attack a person, somebody's coming at his head, he blocks with his hand in order that he should get wounded in his hand rather than get a direct hit to the face. So of course, if you're going to attack Eov's money and you're not going to do anything to his body, so it's not going to be such a great tsar, right? A person would even rather some bodily harm to their hand than to their face. So you did nothing even close to that. So maybe that's why he didn't rebel against you yet. Ulam shlachna yodchav gal atzma v'b'saro im lo penechi v'archeka. Let's see, actually do something to Eov himself, and let's see if he doesn't rebel. Okay, do whatever you want to him physically. One thing is you cannot kill him. And therefore, the satan went out, and Eov was stricken with shchin, with boils. The Marsha says he didn't give him cancer, he didn't give him any sort of internal disease, he didn't give him kidney failure or whatever, because those things can actually, it's very, very dangerous, could actually kill him. And the satan did not have the right to kill him. So he had to give him something much more external, which was much less likely to kill him. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kasha Tzara Shel Satan, Yoser Mishal Eov. In a certain way, the satan's job is harder than Eov's job. Masha Levin Sham L'Rabba Shvor Chavis Shmor Siena. It's like someone gives you a bottle of wine and says, here, break the bottle, but I want not a drop of wine to spill. So you tell him, break the body of Eov, but don't you dare let the neshama spill out. Amar Reish Lakish, Hu Satan Hu Yitzhar Hara, Hu Malach HaMavas. It's the same guy, the satan, the Yitzhar Hara, and the Malach HaMavas. Hu Satan Dichseve Yitzhar Satan Meis Pnei Hashem. So how do I know that that's the same one as the Yetzer Hara? Who Yetzer Hara? Because by both of them it says Rak Ksiv Hasam. It says by the Yetzer Hara Rak Ra Kolayom Uksiv Hacha. And in Eov, when it describes the Satan, it says Rak Elov Al Tishlach Yadcha. Who Malach HaMavis? How do I know it's the same character as the Malach HaMavis? Because it says Aches Nafsho Shemar, that Kodesh Baruch Hu told him not to take his neshama Alma B'Didei Kaima. So we see that the instruction was given to whoever normally would be allowed to take the neshama and would have the power to take the neshama, namely the Malach HaMavis. Amar Rav Levi, Satan u'Penina l'shem Shemayim Niskavim. Both the Satan and Penina, the wife of Elkanah, who got Chana sad and angry and taunted her, they both did what they did l'shem Shemayim. Satan, given the Chazal Kodesh Baruch Hu not to die to Basar Yov, Amar Chas V'Sholom Min Shilei L'Racham Nusei D'Avram. The Satan saw how much love Hashem was showing Eov, and he said, he's going to forget the great rachmanis and love he has for Avram Avinu, so I better protect Avram Avinu's reputation. And he did that by attacking Eov. Penina, that she caused Chana to get angry, so that Chana will get so distraught that she'll daven harder and she'll be able to have children. Drasha Revach Bar Yaakov Papunya also sought the Nashke Lekare, that when he darshan this, the satan came and kissed him on his feet for being malamid zchus on the satan that he did this l'shem shemayim, that the satan also works for Kodesh Baruch Hu. B'chol zos l'chata Eov b'sfasav, and with all this, Eov did not sin with his lips. Amar Rava b'sfasav l'chata, ooh, that's how you see the first crack, that he didn't sin with his lips, but b'libo chata, he sinned with his heart. He started having machshavos of kfira, because prior to this it had said b'chol zos l'chata Eov, now it's l'chata b'sfasav, indicating that there was another sin. In the Iyun Yaakov, he points out, generally speaking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzarif machshava ra lemaisa. So l'chora, Iyov thinking badly should not have been any cause for punishment. But he says but there's one exception to that rule, and that is machshavas avodah zara. And we're about to learn that he had machshavas of kfira. So machshavas of kfira are like machshavas of avodah zara, and therefore you get punished for the machshava as well. Of course, if Iyov was a guy, then it's not a kasha, because goyim do get punished for machshavas as well. So Micah Amar, what did he say in his heart that was so terrible? Eretz nitnu biyad rasha p'nei shofteh ha'yichase imlo efo mihu, that the world was given over in the hands of a rasha, so no one could check, could see emes anymore. Otherwise, who is it that's destroying all the tzaddikim? Amar Rav Bikesh Iyov lafach kor al piya, that Iyov wanted to be kofer be'ikaris mecharif megadif. Amar le'abayin lo diber Iyov el k'negra satan. And no, he wasn't being kofer be'ikar. He was only trying to say that the world was given over to the satan, that the satan has this kind of power to bring terrible yisurim to otherwise good people. Kitanai. So it's a machlokas tanai about this very issue, whether Iyov was kofer be'ikar or he was just speaking bad about the satan. Eretz nitnu biyad rasha Reb Lozer, omer bikish Iyov lapach kor al piya, omer lo Reb Yishua lo diber Iyov el klapei satan. So you see the same two opinions appear in tanaim, whether he was kofer be'ikar or just speaking bad about the satan. Al daitcha kilo erasha ve'im yod chamatzil, that if you would have wanted, I would not have been a rasha, but there's nothing that could save me from you. Amar Rava bikish Iyov liftor eskol olam kulo min adin. Iyov was trying to save everybody from having to face judgment. La asad lavo. He wanted to say that everyone who does an aveira was an anus because of the yetzer hara. Amar lefan of ribono shalom brasa shor parsos of stukos brasa chamar parsos of glutos. Hashem, you created a shor and it's got split hooves. You created a chamar and it doesn't. So you're the one that created the simanei tara and the simanei tuma. I mean, you determined which animals are going to be behemah tahora, which animals are going to be behemah tameya. Brasa gan eden, brasa gan. You determined which place was going to be the greatest place, gan eden, and which place is going to be the worst place. It's going to be gehenim. And therefore, it stands to reason, brasa tzaddikim, brasa rishayim. You created different types of people, and some people were destined to be tzaddikim, and some people were destined to be rishayim. Mima akiv el yarchad. No one could go against what your will was, and therefore, anyone who does averos, it's because they were destined to be a rasha. And essentially, what Iyov was being kofer over here was bechira chavshas. He said, no, it was all, everything is written into the genetic code, and no one has bechira chavshas to be good or bad. Umayah hadru lechavriti Iyov. One of the friends of Iyov respond to him on this taina, afatata for yerev tigrasicha lifnei kel, that you're causing a hafara of yerushamayim from people, and you're causing people to not daven and to lack emuna. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu Yitzar Ra, Baruch Lo Torah Tavlin, and you got it all wrong. It's not that Hashem created tzaddikim and Hashem created rishayim. Hashem created Yitzar Ra, and He gave us a weapon to defeat the Yitzar Ra, and that is the Torah. He gave us the Torah as the tavlin for the Yitzar Ra. Dorish Rav Amay Dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says Birkas Ovid Alay Tavo Velev Almana Arnin? Birkas Ovid Alay Tavo Melamit Shoy Gozal Sadmi Yisom Mashbicha Umachzir Lehen. One of Yov's practices was that he would steal a field from Yisomim, he would improve the field, he'd plow it, he'd plant it, and then he'd give it back to them all improved. So that's Birkas Ovid, that originally Yisomim thought that the karka was lost from them and that it was stolen from them, and then it turns out to be the greatest bracha because Yov was Mashbiach the field. The Yad Ramah points out that this is not a compliment to a person to say that he does such a thing unless the person is a guy. But a Jew is not allowed to do this. It's a very shakmar and bamatsiyat of Samach Aleph. That you're not allowed to be going to Valmanas Lashayim Dalad Vehe, you're not allowed to be going to Valmanas Lamekat, you're not allowed to be going to Valmanas Lashayim Kevel. You can't steal from someone even when the reason you're stealing is for their benefit. You want to give the guy tzedakah, you know he's poor, he won't accept any money from you, but if you steal his animal and then you shach to sell it, now you're going to be Chayim Dalad Vehe, and now he's going to, minadin, he's going to accept extra money from you. So with the best of intentions, Usher to do, the Gemara Bava Metzia says. Meiri writes that since this was known as Iyov's Maila, everyone knew that he never meant to steal it, and therefore there's no Isser even if he was a Jew. Okay, V'lev Almana Arnin, what does V'lev Almana Arnin mean? To call Eichad Av Almana Dela V'Nasvila, if there was ever an Almana that was having trouble in Shiduchim, Havazl Shadi Shmei Levei, he would always associate his good name with that Almana. He would say that she's a relative, or he would be involved in her Shiduchim, Vavasi Nasvila. Then people were interested in marrying her because he was the most powerful man. Lusha kol yishakel kasi v'havasi b'maznayim yisu yachad. That if you weigh on a scale the anger and the onesh that came to me min hashamayim versus my averos, well, let's see which one is bigger, my averos or the punishment that I got for them. So Amarav afra l'pumid Yov. Dirt in the mouth of Yov. Chavrusa klap ishamaya. He's speaking toward a Kadosh Baruch Hu like a person who's able to have a reasonable argument with his friend. Hey, what do you mean? I demand a recount. It is a Kadosh Baruch Hu you're talking to. You don't demand a recount with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yesh b'nenu mochiach yashes yado al shenenu. We don't have any judge to be able to see who's correct. Amar Rav afra l'pumet Yov. Again, dirt into Yov's mouth. Can a servant go and give musr to his master? Briskarati le inai mas bonin al basula. That why did all this stuff happen to me? I have a krisas bris with my eyes that I never violated staklus with the nation's ish, and I grew up with such a chasidus that I never even had a staklus on a panuya because later on she'll become a nation's ish and I never want to have thoughts about her. Amar Rava afra l'pumei d'Yov. Again, throw dirt in Yov's mouth. Iu ba'achronasa. Now the Avram Avinu b'didelo estakel. He thinks he's so great because he didn't look at other women. Avram Avinu didn't even look at his own wife. Because Avram Avinu said to Sarah when they went down to Mitzrayim, now I see that you're a beautiful woman. But it sounds like mechlad meikara lo aviyadala, that up until that point he had no idea that she was a beautiful woman. So the level of kedusha of Avram Avinu was an even greater level of kedusha. The Marsha asks the obvious kasha. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that it's also the kaddishisha. You're not allowed to be Mekadesh Nisha until you see her. And Avraham Avinu kept the entire Torah, including all the Dinim Drabanan. So how could it be that Avraham Avinu never saw Sarah before that point? How was he able to be married to her? So the Marsha says he probably saw her before they got married, but it's been many years. It had been many decades. Most people, when they get older, become a little less attractive. So Avraham Avinu hadn't been mistakel at her in a long, long time. So he said, now I realize that, wow, your beauty must have not faded whatsoever. The Iyun Yaakov says, no, what's the reason that you have to look at a woman before you Mekadesh her? Because we're afraid you're going to look at her later and you're going to see some sort of flaw and you're going to be resentful of that flaw. Avraham Avinu knew that he was such a Kaddosh that he was never going to be Mestakel. So if he was never going to be Mestakel, there was no reason to be Mestakel in the first place. That's how the Iyun Yaakov suggests. That he said like a cloud that goes away and doesn't return, so too someone who goes into the grave never returns. So Iyun was kofar in Tchias HaMesim. Asher b'sar yishufeni v'hir b'petzei chinam, that I've been suffering for no reason. Amar Rabbi Iyov b'sar ha-cheref u'b'sar ha-yishivuhu. His words against HaKadosh Baruch Hu were with the term sa'ara, and the response min HaShemayim to him was also with sa'ara. B'sar ha-cheref t'chsev asher b'sar yishufeni. Amar lefanav ribonu shalom shem ha-ruach sa'ara avar lefanach min eschai v'cha bein Iyov la'oyev. Maybe a wind blew up in heaven and you got confused and the letters got jumbled around and you got confused between Iyov and Oyev because I was Iyov, the big tzaddik, and you're treating me like some sort of enemy. So Besari Shavu, the response to him in Hashemayim was as follows. It was, there were five responses, but number one, Tichsev Vayan, Hashem is Iyov, Minasar Vayomer, Azorna, Kigavar Chalitzecha, Yashal Chavadiyeni, Amla, Harbe, Nimim Rasi, Badam, Kal Nimim Rasi, Lagum, Bivnei Atzma. There are so many hairs in the human body, and each hair comes from its own little hole that it grows from in the skin. Shal Yishtayim Yonkos Migum, so that two hairs will never be yonik from the same spot on the body. Because if ever such a thing were to happen, it would cause a person's eyesight to dim. I don't even get confused between two tiny little pores in a person's body, and you think I get confused between Eov and Oyev? Second response, there are many drops of rain in the clouds of Kaltipa of Tipa Brasi Lo Defus Pifneatzma, and each drop of rain had its own path, Kedish Lo Yushte Tipin Yotzos Midufusechon, so that no two drops will come out of the same path, Shil Mali Shte Tipin Yotzos Midufusechon, because if ever two were to come out of the same place, Mitash Shosas Haaretz, it would cause the ground to become all muddy, Venimotzia Peros, and it will never produce fruit. Ben Tipil, the Tipil, and Neschayothli, Ben Iyov, La Oyev, Neschayothli, I never made a confusion between one drop of rain and another drop of rain. You think I'm confusing Iyov and Oyev? My Mashmadai Talalishna D to Tufusu. How do I know that Talu, that the pasuk is saying, is a lashon of a path of a derech? So I'm Rabbi Barshila Dichsiv, because the pasuk says in Melach Mal by Eliyahu Bar Carmel, Vayas Talu Kevesa Saim Zera, that Eliyahu made a chafira and a path around the mizbeach with the width where you could plant two seim, and he filled it up with water. So you see that it's a path. Third response, Bederech Lechazis Kolos, so Harbe Kolos Barasi Ba'avim, I created many sounds of thunder in the clouds, V'kol V'kol Barasi L'shul B'vnei Atzmo, and each sound has its own path, passageway, Kedesh Lo Yishtei Kolos Yotzos Mishvel Echad, so that two sounds don't come from the same path, Shel Mal Yishtei Kolos Yotzos Mishvel Echad, because if that were ever to happen, Machriv Neskol Olam would destroy the whole world, Ben Kol Kol Olam Neschayelthi, Ben Yuvlov Neschayelthi, I don't even confuse one sound of thunder for another sound of thunder. You think I'm going to confuse Eo for Oyev? Fourth response, Yodate is led us, Ya'ale Sela, Chila La Yolos Tishmar, Ya'ale Zu Achzaris Al Baneha. This Ya'ala, a female Ya'el, is cruel to its children, and they're at the time of childbirth. And therefore, Bishasha Koras led us, when it crouches to give birth, Ola the Rosh Har goes up to a mountaintop, Kedesha Yupol Mimen of Yomos, so that the baby should plop out and go, and fall down the mountain and die. Because he said, the mother is so angry or irritated by the tsar of the pregnancy that it has cruelty for its own child. Hashem says, and you know what I do? I have an eagle that flies by just at that right time and catches the baby with its wings. And if not for that eagle that comes down, that comes at that time, the baby would fall and would die. I'm not off in my timing of the eagle flying by, catching the baby, presenting the baby to the mother by even a single moment. So yet you think I mess up Eov and Oyev. And then a final response, Cholal Ayalos Tishmar Ayala Zurach Matzar. This Ayala has a very narrow womb, opening to the womb. Bishashi Kores Leledes, when it crouches to give birth, Ani Mazmul Adarkon Shemakisha BeBeis HaRechem, I bring a snake that will bite it in the Beis HaRechem, Umistrapa Mimol, and it softens the entire Beis HaRechem so that it can expand and allow the baby out. And if that snake were to be a minute early or a minute late, the animal would die. And I'm not off by even a second, by even a drop of time. But you think I'm confused between Eov and Oyev, meaning the exact precision with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world tells you that it's not a tenable position to take, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be confused between Eov and Oyev. Eov lo b'dasi da b'dvar v'lo b'haskil, the pasuk says that Eov was not speaking with any das. Omer Rava mikan she'in adam nitfas b'shas tzaro, meaning what we're saying over here is that he wasn't of sane mind. When a person is b'tzar, they don't speak they don't really mean anything that they're saying. It's the tzar talking, it's not the person talking, and therefore we don't fault the person for what they say when they're at a time of tzar. So now we learn a little bit about Eov's friends. Eov's three friends heard about everything that was happening to him, so they all came to visit him at Lifas, at Temani, and Beldad, at Shuchi, and Sofer, and Amasi. Came from three different places. There was the Temani, the Shuchi, and the Namati. So they all came at the same time to come and be Menachim him. What does it mean they all came together? That they all entered into the same gate at the same time. But there were 300 parcels of distance between them in terms of where they lived, and yet they all knew, they all managed to come mamish at the same time. The Marsha says, how do I know that there were 300 parcels? Because the words lavo, lanud, lo, lenachamo are gematria of 300. You do the math, it's not true, so it's a little difficult to understand why he says that, but okay. The Chidush Agonim on the Ein Yaakov, it says that in the name of the Mitzvot David, that's Ein El Divrei Nevius. The Gemara just speaks B'Lashon Guzma, and oftentimes when the Gemara speaks B'Lashon Guzma, it uses 300 as a number, so it's not, there's no gematria over here. So anyway, Minavi Yadi, how did all his friends know that there was something going on? Sikadami Klila Havalu, meaning there were no modern forms of communication. There's no way he was able to send letters to all of them to let them know. There was no kol kore, so they each had a crown that had the names and the faces of all of their friends on the crown, and when the face of one of them would change, it was a simon shemayim that one was having tsaras and they better go help him. V'gadami ilan Rabbani Havlu. Others said that they had trees, that each one planted three trees in their chatzar, connected their three friends. And as soon as one of the trees started losing all of its leaves and drying up, they knew that that friend had a problem. And this is what people say, that either you have friends like the friends of Iov, or death, meaning this is what helps you get through the difficult times in life, is for a person to have a friend, for a person to be there to support him, no matter what he's doing and no matter what's going on in his life. That's an extremely, extremely helpful thing. And just remind, yesterday was the Yahrzeit of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. There's a beautiful story. Someone, a New York Times reporter, was doing a story on the Rebbe, and the reporter said, I hear everyone's referring to as the Rebbe, the Rebbe. What is a Rebbe? He didn't know what's a Rebbe. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, a Rebbe is a friend. So the reporter said, what do you mean? I have friends. I don't think a Rebbe is a friend. What is it? It doesn't seem at all the same. So he said, no, what is a true friend? A true friend is someone who will not judge you and who will always be there for you regardless of what you've just done, regardless of what you've just said, and someone who doesn't judge you by your every action, because they know you. They know your neshama. So that's what a Rebbe is. A Rebbe is a friend. So, oh, chavr k'chavr di'iyov, om bitusa. Ve'yike echal adam l'rov al p'nei adam uvanos yuldu lahem. So it's machlok samarayim, what larov means, that because there were daughters, there was larov. Rabbi Yochanan revio bal di olam, that it's a lashon of riboy, that through having a lot of girls, there's more riboy in the world. Reish Lakish amar miriva bal di olam. No, it means a lot of fighting that comes into the world. The Eitz Yosef says, because technically a man can marry multiple wives, and as you might imagine, in such a system, there was a lot of fighting. The wives probably didn't always get along with each other, and that's therefore a sense of miriva. That's Ba'al Yolam. The Marsha says more simply that Zacha Ezer, Lo Zacha Kenegdo. If a person is not right, his wife is going to fight him, and that's going to be Meriva. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, the Didakta Amrit Reviyah Ba'al Yolam. According to you, that it's a bracha of plenty that comes into the world. How come an Eov had all of his brachos doubled? He didn't have twice as many daughters. He had twice as many sons when the brachos came back and doubled, but not twice as many daughters. So Amalei Nihita Lo Nich Blu, maybe he didn't have twice as many daughters in terms of quantity of nichpalu b'yofi, but they were twice as beautiful as the original daughters. And of these three new daughters that he had, one of them was called Yemima. The shema shein is Kitzia. The shema shlish is Karenapuch. Yemima. Why was Yemima called Yemima? She said Doma Leom, because her face shone like the sun in midday. She was so radiant. Kitzia. Sheyer Recha Nodev. Kitzia. The one that was called Kitzia, because she had a fragrance that was so sweet smelling, like the most fragrant of the spices. And Karen Hapuch, Amid Vera Bishila, Shadoma Lakarna de Keresh, that she's like the horn of an animal called a Keresh, which has a very black, jet black horn. So that's how this girl got her name. So Machaychu Alabimarav, in Eretz Yisrael, they made fun of this. Karna de Keresh Lakusihi, that sounds like she has some sort of, you know, the Gemara says you say a bracha on a person who has such, you know, so jet black and whatever. Say that sounds like not a imayla, not a beauty. Elam Rav Chista ke kurkuma derishka. No, what it means is it's like the flower that's a kurkuma derishka b'mine, that it's the best type of kurkuma, that there within that min there's a particular subgroup that is the most beautiful. Shnamar ki tikari bapuch, and that's what it's a reference to. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yisrael de Lebarta. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi had a daughter, Havakachalish Daite, and he was upset because he was hoping for a boy. Amalei Avua. His father said to him, "Revia bal yolam, why are you upset? You brought plenty into the world. There's more people." Amalei bar kapara tanchum shel hevel nicham chavuch, that your father gave you a nechama, but it was a nechama of hevel. The Tanya, because we have a brisa, ef shel yolam below zecharim below nekevos. The world cannot exist without boys and without girls. Ela ashri the mishabanim zecharim elu mishabanim nekevos. But fortunate is one whose children are boys, and woe unto one whose children are girls. And the Meiri says, no, it means oilo to someone whose sons are girls, meaning whose sons are weak like a female. But if your girls are girls, that's a good thing. Your boys shouldn't be girls. Your boys should be boys, and your girls should be girls. That's how the Meiri understands. The Vilna Gaon says that no, revia that's ba'al yoldam comes about through the more girls there are in the world, the more there is a chance for a higher population growth, because one man can impregnate 100 women. But the more boys you have in your family, the greater chance that you'll have a larger family, because your son could marry 100 women. woman. So that's why he said that Revia, you brought Revia into the world. And he said, no, Sanchum shall have it, because it's true. For the world, having more girls, it will increase population. But for you, it's not going to increase your family. See, and the Gemara continues, see, the world can't exist without perfumers and tanners. Perfumers, of course, always have a nice smelling experience, and tanners are awful smelling. And therefore, fortunate is someone who gets to smell nice all the time, and woe unto one who's a borsi. So, says Mar Kitanai, is the birth of a girl considered a great bracha? Is a machlokas tanaim. Hashem beruchs Avram bakol. Hashem blessed Avram bakol. So, my bakol, what does bakol mean? Seven opinions. The first three are relevant to this discussion. Rameir omer shalom haisalobas. The bracha was that he had only boys and he had no girls. Rabbi Yudah omer shahaisalobas. No, the bracha is that he had a daughter. Acherim omer bas haisalobram ubakol shema. That he had a daughter and her name was bakol. The Ibn Ezra writes that this is so silly. What does that mean? Bakol shema, that her name was bakol? That sounds like ridiculous. So the Ramban, this is where one of the places where the Ramban attacks the Ibn Ezra. The Ramban writes in his introduction that you're going to find that I'm going to attack the Ibn Ezra with very, very strong lashonos. You should know I love him, but I'm going to go at him. And this is a place where he said that if the Ibn Ezra had any understanding of the depth and the profundity of what was actually going on in this brisa, his lips would quiver and he would be afraid to say anything. To say that it's ridiculous, there's some deep meaning over here. But bottom line is, what we're trying to get out of this is that it's machlokas tanaim, whether it is indeed a great blessing or not a great blessing to have daughters. A fourth opinion of what Hashem bless Avram Bakal, what that means, Rabbi Lazar Amudai Omer, it's tagninus haisub libus shel Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had the ability to read the stars. Shekal malchim mizukum arach mashkim lepischo, and everyone would come to him to get Eitza. So that's the Bakal that he was blessed with. The fifth possibility, Rabbi Shimon Chai Omer, Eben Tova isub tuli b'samar shel Avram Avinu. He had a precious gem that would hang around his neck. Shekal chola rosa miyad misrabe. Any chola who would see it would have a refuah. B'shash niftar Avram Avinu min olam. When he died, tala kurush baruchu b'gilgul chama. Hashem put that stone, embedded it into the sun, and that's why the sun has therapeutic powers. Amar bai hainu damrin shi iliyoma idliktsiru. That's what people say, that when the sun is shining, it makes the illness a little bit lighter. A person who is sick does better in nice weather. Davar acher shalom mara nesav yama. A sixth explanation of what bakol means, that Esav didn't rebel as long as Avram Avinu was alive. And the seventh and final, Dabar Acher, Shasi Yishmol Tshuva B'yamav, that he got to see Yishmol do Tshuva, that Avram Avinu got to see Yishmol do Tshuva. So Shalom Marad Esav B'yamav Minola, and how do I know Esav didn't rebel in his lifetime? It says Esav came from the field and he was tired. That was the day Avram Avinu died. And Yaakov Avinu made a Tavshel Shaladashim to provide Nechama for Yitzchak. Maishel Shaladashim, why did he make lentils? The lentil doesn't have any mouth, so too an avel is not able to talk, sits there silently. That just like this adasha rolls around, so too avelus is something that ultimately hits everybody. Between them is to be whether you can be menachem with eggs, because an egg also doesn't have a mouth, but it doesn't roll very well. There are five averos that Esav did on that day that Avram Avinu died. Baal Naam Rasa, he was Baal Naam Rasa, Vargas Nefesh, he murdered V'kafar Be'ikr, he denied God's existence, V'kafar T'chias Mesim, he denied T'chias Mesim, V'shatas V'chorah, and he's Mevaz of the B'chorah. How do I know all these things? Baal Naam Rasa, he was Baal Naam Rasa, K'siv HaChvei Avoy Esav Min Asadu, K'siv HaSam, Ki Basadu Mitza'ah. By Naam Rasa, it says, Ki Basadu Mitza'ah. Vargas Nefesh, how do I know he murdered K'siv HaAyev? It says that Esav was Ayev, K'siv HaSam, and Paskin Yirmiyahu says, Kafar be'ikra. How do I know he was kafar be'ikra? K'siv hachak says lama zeli b'chora u'k'siv hasam. And by Kriyas Yamsuf it says ze keli van veyu. So he was saying lama zeli means I don't agree with ze keli. But kafar b'tchias amesim d'k'siv, he denied tchias amesim because the pasuk says hine enochi alich lamas. I'm going to die anyway. There's no point to any of it because that's the end of existence. Meaning that he didn't agree that there's tchias amesim. V'shatas amchor d'k'siv. The fact that Avram that Yishmael did tshuva in the lifetime of Avram Avinu minalan. How do I know that? They were sitting in front of Rava, and Rava was dozing off. Rav. Amalei Ravina Rav Chan Barbuzi. So the two Talmidim started talking to each other. Vadei Dam Risu Kal Nisi Sheish B'Gviya Zu Misas Shal Tzadikim. He says, is it true that whenever the Lashon of Gviya is used to describe someone's death, it means it's the Misa of Tzadikim? Amalei In. He said, absolutely. But what about the Dar Mabel? It says, V'yigva Kol Basar. So Amalei Anan Gviya V'asif HaKar Minan. No, when it says V'yigva and V'yasaf, it means that it's a tzaddik. But the Mabel didn't say asifa. V'hayishma'el d'chsiv v'gviya v'asifa. But what about Yishmael does say gviya v'asifa? And he was no tzaddik. Adahachi itabu Rava. Rava woke up at that moment. Amalu, and he said, Dardiki, children. Hachi am Rabbi Yochanan. Yishmael also tshuva b'chayyavav. Yishmael was a tzaddik. He did tshuva during his father's lifetime. How do I know? Shnemar v'yikbro so Yitzchak v'yishmael banav. Who buried him? Yitzchak and Yishmael. So you see, Yishmael allowed Yitzchak to go in front of him. So that must be the tshuva. No, maybe the pasuk is just listing them in the order of their chachma. If that were the case, when it describes Esav and Yaakov burying Yitzchak, it should have said Yaakov first. My time, why would it not list them in the order of their chachma? From the fact that Yishmael comes before that allowed Yitzchak to come before him, we see that that Yishmael accepted Yitzchak as the leader, and from the fact that he accepted Yitzchak as the leader, we see that he in fact did tshuva in the days of Avraham Avinu. Okay, we will stop there, and Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanur Rabbanan at the bottom of Tez Zayinam Beis, and we will Bez Hashem can finish the first parak and begin the second parak tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.